Okay, now it's not doing reverb.
Okay.
Good.
Good. Now we can talk really.
Right. So.
And I won't have to stutter. stutter.
Trying to answer yourself back.
Yeah. Not interrupt myself is what it is.
Right.
testing.
So you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is the first episode with just me and another co-host. It's going to be. It's Samantha.
Today.
Everyone remember Samantha. Mm-hmm. She spits for strangers, swallow for people who care.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Woohoo! So this is the first episode without Gina, unfortunately. We'll miss her, and maybe we'll hear from her one day soon. So Samantha and I just finished eating at Wendy's.
Yes, he ruined my diet, everyone.
I ruined your diet?
Mm-hmm.
Talk louder.
Okay.
Here we go.
I was doing so good. I lost 9 pounds.
And you just gained 10
working out. I was doing so good. Then I got sick with a stomach flu on Monday, and I quit working out. So then tonight, I wanted Wendy's.
She had the diarrhea shivers.
I had chill bumps and everything. It sucked.
How about we were on our way from work to Target? And it's probably, what, 3 miles, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe 3 miles?
But it's the traffic lights that kill you.
So I'm waiting at the light, and Samantha calls me on the cell phone. She's like, maybe 7 cars behind me. Ricky, I have got to stop at the store. I'm like, yeah, we're going. No. My stomach got to stop at the store.
I couldn't even hold my foot on the brake because I was shaking so bad because I thought I was going to go in my pants. And that was the worst.
She didn't even make it to Target. She had to stop at Burger King.
And how come every time, I know you guys have talked about it before on the show.
Oh, it's okay.
But anytime you have to do that in the bathroom, if you got to pee, you go in there and you're in there by yourself for 20 minutes. The soonest, as soon as you have to, you know, make some noise, everybody and their grandma comes in there. Little kids are looking under her stall. What's that smell, Mama? And you're like, I didn't even care that there was a woman in there. I just wanted to be like, excuse me. I cannot hold it anymore. I'm going to throw up if I did.
Then you would have thrown up and shit yourself.
Yeah. Walk out of Burger King and be like, excuse me. I'll enjoy your meal.
Watch me walk away.
With toilet paper stuck to my shoe.
And shit come out of my shorts.
Oh, I got your text message today, like, after we were at work. It said there was spray in every single stall in the bathroom upstairs.
It was. The men's bathroom oust citrus.
It was in every one of them?
Every one of the stalls, because I walked past them and I saw a yellow container. I was like, oh, well, that's nice. Someone put a can of spray in that stall. And I looked at the next one, I was like, oh, wow.
Hmm.
And then the third one, oh.
That's
so
nice.
I just made it super. I was like, shh.
I read
of course,
the
I text messaged you while I was taking a shit.
Yeah, so. That's okay. I do that to you all the time.
Well, you did it to me at Burger King.
Yeah. Because I didn't want you, like, worrying about me while you were in Target. I'm like, where is Samantha?
Did she shit her pants and she didn't call me?
I so would have. Ricky, meet me at the house. You have to wash my ass. That's gross. Judy.
So, what's been up, Samantha? Everybody's wanted you to come back to the show, and
I know.
They just...
I've wanted to come back, but I didn't want to be single.
No.
But
no.
I said a few things about myself that might have affected other people, which I think is funny, but...
Oh, everyone else thought it was funny.
Right, I don't have a problem with my past. Everyone's done things in their life to, like... they can talk about and laugh about now,
right.
You know, and look back and laugh at it, but at the time it was happening to me, like, you know, you knew it was pretty crappy, but you kept doing it, and then now it's funny. Talk about it. It's okay. You can talk about the past.
Right.
But I've been watching Lost a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
You should be our Lost correspondent.
I should.
Can you be our Lost correspondent? Do you watch? No, you
no,
don't.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
I would so be that correspondent much
yeah.
more.
You
my cousin, Miso.
Miso?
Yeah. She has a lot to say.
How's
sometimes.
She doing?
She's good.
Yeah. I met her at your family reunion, like, what, a year ago,
yeah,
maybe.
Probably, yeah,
was family reunion on Easter? I can't remember.
We don't have family reunions anymore, so I think it's probably Easter.
It's when they had cabbage.
It was Easter.
You'll have cabbage like every year.
Yeah.
Because you're like Easter. Pollocks and shit.
Yeah.
And but. Your house, ooh, methane.
But excuse us, we're
Don't get your dad started with a lighter.
Oh, God. Please. My poor daddy. Let's talk about my daddy.
Let's talk about
He does not want that. He's got one tooth left in the front of his mouth. That's it. And he will not let it go. I'm like, Dad, pull it out. It looks so much better. And he won't.
Aww.
I know. He's like, it's my only one left. I love it. The funniest thing ever happened to my dad. We were at his cousin Henry's house. Mm-hmm. And they live in Polk City, which mm-hmm. is the, you know, the boondocks.
Polk City.
And my dad was standing on the porch, and my little cousin, little Henry, wouldn't come outside mm-hmm. because there was a big frog on the door. Well, it wasn't on the door. It was, like, hanging from the light post. Right. It was, like, down. It was staring at you. And he, like, had his little arm, no, his big arm, wrapped around the pole and was just, like, watching everybody come out. And he was an albino one, so he was white.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and he was
gosh.
Really long and uh-huh. slimy as hell. And so my dad comes running out.
Are we still talking about the frog?
The tooth. This has to do with the, yeah.
Well, wow, it was long, white, and slimy. I didn't know. You know, people can't see you when you do that.
I know. That's why I didn't. Anyway, so this is when my dad had his front teeth. Well, two of them. His two front teeth were left. Mm-hmm. So he comes walking up. He's like, this frog is not going to jump on you, little Henry. Come outside. He's like, no. So dad's like, fine, look. And as soon as my dad closed the door, that frog jumped on him and gave him a heart attack because it was like, looked right at him and was like, shoom, and jumped right on him. So dad starts rolling around the yard. Well, it comes down to it, and he's finally, you know, over it after he'd done rolling around the yard. And his cousin Steven was out there too. And he's like, here, Sammy, you want a lighter? And throws it out. My dad knocked his tooth out. My dad was pissed. He's like, I don't have very many of them. It was a Zippo lighter. And he slung it. They call Steven Lurch because he's so big.
Ooh,
so he
talk like Lurch? Mm-hmm. Like, he might have a touch of the downs.
And he's really, yeah, he's real stupid.
Yeah.
He was in prison for a long time, so he has, like, prison tattoos, and he shows them off. And they're not even cool. He's got a clown on his back holding balloons. Okay.
If you guys could see her face, it'd be great. And Miss Michelle is your dad's sister's
daughter.
Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
In her, she's like 22 or 23. Something
like sister's
that.
Pretty young.
Yeah, she's younger than me.
Was she born and raised out of Polk City?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Straight up trailer park.
There's nothing wrong with trailers.
Oh, yeah. You go live in one. And tell me how you survived a hurricane.
Hurricanes don't come through here. Happened
okay.
in 60 years. Just because we had three years ago doesn't mean anything.
Not just three back to back to back.
Right. First week? Oh, okay. Well, I lost all my groceries. My electricity's out for 4 days. Let me go buy more groceries.
And
the
we
next
got food
weekend.
Stamps.
The next weekend. No, I didn't get food stamps as of last. And remember, my food stamps came like 3 months after everyone else's because the database went down and they lost my information.
Yeah,
oh
we
my
all
God,
had
acoustics.
Food. Well, you know what? At least Kevin had his and we all
True.
Lived together, so.
We don't discuss that person's name.
Oh. Okay.
It's okay. I'm just kidding.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. If I was talking
We've talked
about
him before. Well, we talked crap about
I have
him.
Listened to the show. I do know you talk about him.
Did we talk about him a lot? Like,
mm-hmm. A couple times.
Really?
Yeah, you're always like, Kevin this and Kevin that. I'm just kidding. You're
not.
Oh,
not so enough.
Not so obsessed. God. Well, I talk about Jason all the time, but I don't think about him like
right.
that. But he's funny. There's funny stories behind Jason.
Jason's just funny.
Yeah.
Anything behind him is going to be funny.
Yeah, exactly. Anything behind him is going to be in trouble. They'll pull oh, you with God. Bailey.
I talked about that.
Did you? My poor little girl.
Too much. Something stinks out here.
Must be that reclaimed the water.
Oh, that's what I want to talk about. Because I don't know if people know what that smells like. Ugh. Because everyone else really doesn't have reclaimed water. Is that Bailey?
Sounds like Bailey. She's saying Bailey.
Is she?
No, I think so. No, oh. It's not them.
Reclaimed water. What does it smell like? Rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs and sewage. Because the rotten eggs are bad alone.
Is it from the sulfur, maybe? Yeah. From the ground or something?
But it's from the retention ponds and stuff. Yeah. So it's just stagnant water that doesn't move.
With the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And then, like, when we're walking at Walmart and then decide to turn the sprinklers on, and you're, like, in the fucking grass.
Yeah, and then if you get on your skin, it melts. And it stings really bad. You're like, right? And then you don't want to go to Walmart anymore.
Well, why not? Everyone else looks like that there.
Right? I was going to stop by there this morning on my way home, and I had on my pajamas, but I didn't go in. Because I was like, nah, but then I thought about it. I should have gone in and got my coffee. No one would have thought anything of it.
Mm-hmm. That's why when I go to Walmart, I don't give a shit what I'm wearing.
Yeah. And then you see people that you haven't seen in 20 years.
Right.
And you don't have makeup on. Like, I swear, like, my friend Kenny and I used to be close when I worked at the car dealership. And
the cute one.
Yeah, he's really cute, but he's really young. But not really my type, but he was really fun to hang out with. But I totally didn't have on makeup and a shirt that was like 10 years old with holes in it and a pair of shorts that were like ripped up the side. Uh-huh. And I saw him. Then what do? Kitty! Kitty! Start waving my hands and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have any makeup on. And he comes running over to the car and he's like, hey girl. And he was like, he took a step back. He's like, whoa. This is Samantha, right? Your hair's different. Like, I know Kenny, my makeup is not on and I look like hell. He's like, no, girl, you look good. I'm like, you're such a liar. Oh, Lord.
What else were we going to talk about? We talked about something today at work that we said that we're going to...
I hate your guts.
Yeah.
I hate your guts. That means you hate everybody in the entire world because everyone has the same guts. Nas, I hate
even
your guts.
Nas has guts.
I know. And every other cat has guts, just like
I wonder
like
where
Nas.
That came from, though, the saying.
I know.
I hate your guts. Should we look it up online while
yeah,
we're doing
we
this?
Yeah, might as well. That'd be something interesting to find out.
Right. We could be like the educational podcast.
Yeah, just like we found out why men have nipples. The last time I asked why men have nipples.
Gay's okay, told you.
Yeah.
Because everyone, when they're a fetus, when they're first born, are born as females. Well, mm-hmm. They're developed as females, and then they...
Thank you so much for that, because that solved the question of my life. Do you know we were in Kinko's one day, and there is a book called Why Do Men Have Nipples? I held it up for Sean, and I was like, look, honey, look at this book, because I asked him that question. And then he's like, they wrote a book just for you, honey. The stupid questions I ask. I'm always like, if I... fell down and scraped off my jaw and I no longer had bottom teeth and my tongue just hung out and I drool all the time, would you still love me? And he says yes, but I know he's a liar. Because nobody would love
me. You could look like that girl on...
on Scary Movie, Scary Movie that are like throwing her head down, stapling papers.
I can't see here. I can't find
Urban
anything
Dictionary.
That's really... I know. Oh, you can find all kinds of shit on Urban Dictionary.
Ooh.
I don't see anything about I hate your guts. I bet
history of I hate your guts. we could do a documentary on it.
About I hate your guts.
Uh-huh. We hit my video camera.
Yeah, we'll get the video camera and we'll do a documentary and we'll go all the way around Polk County.
Mm-hmm. And ask people.
What does I hate your guts mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
It means I fucking hate my mom. She's a whore. Go back to your home, a whore island. today, MJ in the Morning Show, we have that here in Florida. That's like a morning show.
He's everywhere, though. He's like in St. Louis and Jacksonville. Yeah, but
I don't think we have listeners there.
Yeah.
But apparently, there's these girls that have this thing called the Dating Olympics. Is that what it's called?
I didn't hear that. The Sex Olympics. Yeah, the Sex Olympics.
And what these girls do, there's like four or five friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, I bet I can get 20 guys in one weekend. And yada, yada, and they all do a bet. And whoever wins, what they were talking about is all the other girls have to take her to Vegas free. And they do it once a month. How about Samantha and I, we weren't driving together, but we were listening. And one girl goes, I had 15 guys in 3 days.
Yeah.
And MJ's like, where do you meet them? She's like, at work, at the clubs, at the bars,
and
sometimes at church.
Yeah, because church fell into those three other categories. Bar, club, Yeah, church doesn't fit.
And she goes, oh, that's nothing. I had 15, but my girlfriend had 30. She won.
And then that's whenever you hit the button, go back to your home on Fuller Island.
Oh, God, that was funny.
That was funny.
And I called Samantha, like, girl, did you hear what they just said?
Yeah, that was funny, though. I didn't think anyone else, I'm like, thinking to myself how horrible they sounded, and then you called me right at that moment.
And they were, like, happy. They're like,
they were proud. I mean, dang, I've probably been with that many people, too, though.
At least they had safe sex, though.
But in a weekend, could you imagine how sore your body would be? Like,
well, they're horrors. They probably didn't even feel it.
But after a guy has sex so many times, isn't it sore? Like,
not with a condom on.
Yeah. What if it's not?
It does. Oh, it gets sore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
It's like a little raw dog in it.
Yeah. The tip gets a little raw.
But a girl, even if there's a female condom, but it doesn't keep you from having that sensation. Mm-hmm. Like a condom that covers your penis kind of like takes the sensation away a little bit. It doesn't really with the female, so
she would be raw condom?
Once.
Did it suck?
Yeah. You just have to insert it, and then it's like, where does it go? Right. It's like, then you pull it out.
I was listening to some other podcast, I forget who it was, but they were talking about guys who use female condoms. And their whole thing was, it's already ready already, so you just stick it in there, and then when you're ready, whoop, I'm there already. Don't have to prepare, just do it.
Oh, Jesus.
But then they were saying, well, what happens after you're finished? You're going to have, like, cum leaking down your shorts.
Right. That's just ridiculous.
That's a horror.
Yeah. That's desperate. That's like the guys in IT department.
What are you trying to say? That's not IT. That's,
Security. Security, yeah.
He's weird.
Yeah.
He touched my finger a little bit too long when he was
mine
doing
too.
The printing.
And he wouldn't let go of it.
And he kept staring.
And he didn't blink. It was abnormal. Who doesn't blink? I was thinking to myself, if he doesn't blink in 2 seconds, I'm going to blink for him. Be like, hold my fingers up and put them on his eyes and be like, you need to blink. Blink. Like, since you cannot make the decision to move your eyes up and down again, I will do it for you. Because they look dry. Need clear eyes?
I'm going to spit on your eyes.
Oh, we're bored.
Oh, so, what else were we going to talk about?
My cat's in heat.
Oh, yeah, I gave her some.
Yeah, Ricky's so nice to my kitty. She loves him. He pats her on her back and it gets her off, I guess. She's like,
And then she rolls around on the ground.
Yeah, and then she's like, thank you, Vicky.
She's like, how do you do that? How do you roll your...
I can't
like
roll.
Cat, you can't do it either. There you go. You just did it. Get closer. Get closer.
I've never done that before. It's new.
You gotta have your pussy in the air, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I know. No, not happening. I don't think I want to see that either.
He's like Samantha.
So, when you were on the last podcast, we really didn't go into how we knew each other or anything, right?
No, we didn't. You said that you thought I was a lesbian, though, when you met me at the pool.
Yeah.
But I really can't. Well, I guess we came close whenever Sean and I broke up that time, and I came to you at Subway, and I was crying, like, a million tears. Like, I'd cried a river stand in Subway. I was like,
and I was like, I only met you for, like, 10 minutes before.
But I wasn't coming to cry to you. I was coming to, like, get a sandwich and see if you wanted to hang out or something. And then Jason was trying to get my number, or you had Jason's number or something, so I came by to get it, and I just had an emotional breakdown on you. I ended up spending the night at your house that night, and we were going to get trashed, and all we did was go to sleep.
Were we?
I think we did drink.
We got that was in the 2-bedroom apartment, right?
Yeah, in the fish room. And then I woke up, and I was like a big old mess, and that's when Jason walked in.
Oh, yeah.
And I had only met him one time.
No!
And he took a big old shit. And I got up, and I was trying to make the bed, and I didn't have a bra on. I just had a t-shirt on. He comes walking through, and he looked at me. He's like, good morning. I was like, oh, good morning. And I was scratching my hair. I know it looked
beautiful. And your boob was like all the way over here.
Too bad we couldn't comment. So, do you remember the first time you saw Samantha, how beautiful she looked? I'd like to hear his comment on that.
Right. Anybody?
No, I don't remember that.
Who's that?
Who's that? I didn't live with her. We told him.
I forgot all about that. That we did get fucked up that night.
Yep.
We drank a lot in that apartment.
Yeah.
That's only because we're hanging around with a bunch of alcoholics.
I know.
Pretty much, if we wanted to live and be able to get along with everybody, we fucking had a drink.
I know, right? They almost let my daughter drown one day.
Gosh, I don't think only you two. Should share that. DCF.
No, she's not. We saved her.
Well, today, you would think that we were going to murder her.
Yeah, poor thing.
I know.
I think once the medicine got down in her ear, though, she was all right with it. Once I gave her pixie stick.
I know she hates me.
Yeah, we held her down and had to put drops in her ears because she has an ear infection. And she cannot stand
it. And I had to hold her hands.
Ricky had to hold Bailey's hands down to her side. I had to put my knee in her ribs and not really. She only weighs 40 pounds. So it didn't take much at all.
That's what I was going to talk about. What? My medical records.
Oh, yes. What the hell?
So, I had to go apply for University of South Florida, and, you know, I didn't register, but I put my application in, everything's fine, and then, like, oh, well, you have to get this medical document stating where you've had your 2 doses of MMR shots, which is measles, mumps, and rubella. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure, you know, I know that's taken care of. I said, I know I had that when I was a kid.
Open mouth, insert foot.
I don't have the medical records, and I didn't call my mom or anything, so I called my high school. First of all, they insulted me. I called my high school, and they're like, she's like, Mr. Burton? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I just want to let you know that your records are purged because we do that after 5 years after you graduated, and you've been out of school for 11.
Thanks for reminding me, bitch.
Thanks. I'm 29 and I'm enrolling in college.
I just need my shot records.
She gave me the number to call when I needed to call. The lady talks to me, I guess because I grew up in a small area. It's pretty much a small town, well, when I was there. But she didn't ask for a social security number. She didn't ask for a birth date. She knew who I was and everything. So she faxed over the medical records, right? I said, oh, thank God I finally got it. Yeah, how about I had my first shot for the MMR shots, but never again. You're supposed to have 2.
Yeah, or the
and my
first
mom never
no
took
good.
Me to get the second one. So now, next Wednesday, I get to go back and like, I'm 29 and I'm rolling into university and I need my MMR shots. And they're going to be like, why aren't you dead?
Shouldn't you have, like, all of them and laying in a ditch somewhere? Hey, speaking of, like, ditches, you know that song, Ring Around the Rosies? You know what it's about? The plague. Come on now, how, like, horrible is that?
Well, tell them the rest of the story.
Well, the bubonic plague, whenever people would die and they piled up, there were so many people dying at once, they were piling them up in the streets, and then they were putting flowers in their pockets, which were the posies, and then they'd burn them. So the song is Ring Around the Rosies, which is, you got, when you had the black plague, you had these rings around your eyes. That's how they, you know, define that. You had the plague, you died from the plague. Oh, you got rings around your eyes. He had the plague, don't touch him. So, Then it was like ring around the rosies, pocket full of posies because of dead body smell. Uh-huh. And then ashes, ashes, we all fall down, burning the bodies. How morbid.
Well, all those little things are like that. Like, yeah. Rock-a-bye baby.
Yeah.
Who?
When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. Down will come baby. Cradle and all. When you think about it, it's like, poor kids are like, oh my God, is mom going to drop me? Like, all you picture is this baby in a tree that falls.
And they're like 8 months old. They're like,
why is my mother?
They're going.
That's like, have you ever heard All the Words to You Are My Sunshine? Uh-uh. It's like, the very last part said, my daughter used to sing it to me. It says, the other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke up, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and cried. How sad! My three-year-old sang that to me, and I thought I was going to die. She's like, I hung my head and cried. I'm like, aw, I love you. Oh, no. The topper. Does your chain hang low? Oh. Does your chain hang low? Does it fall down to the flow? not, what is it? Do your ears hang low?
Do they wobble to and fro?
My brother's like, yeah. That's when you know rap has nothing else to offer us right. When they turn a nursery rhyme into a song.
That is so ghetto.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even ghetto. That's just...
It's the fact that people like it, and it's on the radio, like it's going to be this hit.
It is a hit. Ugh. What are you talking about? I love it. I love it when my chain hangs low.
All the way to the flow.
It's like my balls.
Ew! How about old men? Their balls, like, droop really bad. So can you have, like... surgery to, like, you know how we have lift breast
them.
Lifts?
I'm sure
did
you
have
them lifted.
Ball lifts? Like, I like to get my nuts
I haven't lifted.
Lifted,
but when I saw Jackass 2 and the old man, we should go see that this weekend.
Yeah, that'd be funny. I would like to see it, but you told me all about it. Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll still laugh your ass off because yeah. Herb told me all about it too.
Hi, Herb.
Hello. He just text messaged me.
I had fun that day at the beach until that suckerfish attacked me. Then I was ready to go home.
Do you want to tell them about that? I thought that Jesus was the only person that ever walked on water until Samantha walked on water.
And I had my Hollywood hat on.
Yeah.
We were swimming, me and Ricky by ourselves.
While Herb was laying up on the beach.
Yep. Sunning. Well, under the umbrella. And we were having a nice conversation, and we were out to, like, breast high. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we were, like, wading in the water, like, holding your feet up from the sand. And how about I feel something stick to my leg? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I try to move it, and it goes to my other leg and sticks. So then I was, like, a little creeped out, but I thought I could handle it. But then it went in between my legs, and it wouldn't stop. And every time I moved it, it grabbed another part of my leg. And it was scary. So all I could do was grab Ricky's shoulders.
Ricky!
And scream. And like he could do
She's
something.
She's like, I'm out of this bitch.
Boom,
and I laughed the whole way up. And the people at the beach were laughing. Because all they see is Samantha's arms way like, Ricky!
And probably all boobs.
Hey, have you ever been at the beach and you're like get knocked down by a wave and you come back up and your boobs are out?
No.
I totally saw that before. It was so funny. And the girl didn't realize it until like 40 seconds afterwards. So she's like, and she's like, boom, 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 boom.
You can feel that crap. She was probably doing that on purpose, trying to get some attention.
She was ugly.
That's why she was doing it. The only way to get attention for ugly girls. That's what spring break's all about. Men get drunk, they show their boobies. What do men want to do when they're drunk?
Fuck ugly girls.
Fuck ugly girls.
And give them crabs.
Yeah. Ugh. So have you ever had an STD, Ricky?
No.
That's wonderful. Me neither.
I've never had one. I don't want one.
No. I think they would suck.
I don't think it's the kind of gift I would like to have.
So this is going to be our little, lesson for the day. Wear condoms. Oh, back on the female condom, okay, how does it prevent, like, herpes and crabs? It doesn't. Because it's...
Herpes is, you can touch and get it.
Yeah. Right. Just rub, bump and uglies.
You love that term,
don't I you? Do!
Well, usually bump and uglies means two women, like yeah. scissors. Yeah. Scissor sisters.
But see, my grandma used little terms like that when I was little. And then oh. she'd say, like, when we'd hold a baby, uh-huh. they and, like, you're scared, so you're, like, holding on to the baby real tight. Uh-huh. She's like, okay, honey, just because he was put together with one screw doesn't mean he's going to break. My grandma!
And you're like...
I was like, where's his screw at? He has one? Guess it's that little thing down there.
That would be so funny. I would love that.
My grandma was cool. Like she was the bomb. She had 12 grandkids. And once a month, she used to take us all to her house. And like every time, this is when we were really little. Like it was before my parents divorced. Mm-hmm. So we were like super little. And she would take us. And this is when like my cousin Stephanie, who's now 18, was a baby. So she'd even take her. So like
so we all Michelle take turns. Was like 4 years old.
Yeah. She was like four. So and she was the cutest little thing. Too bad she grew up and became a whore. But anyway.
From Whore Island.
She went back to her home on Whore Island. My grandma used to make like this big tent in the house. Mm-hmm. And we'd have like campouts and stuff. She was really cool.
Inside the house?
Yeah. Inside. Oh, and she'd have like little themed.
The one that lived right over here? Across the street?
No. This Your is my mom's? Dad's mom.
Oh, okay.
My dad's mom was the cool grandma. Oh. I mean, my other grandma's cool, too, but...
Well, you had a great-grandma.
Yeah, I had a great-grandma. And Bailey had great-great-grandma.
I know.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And they were both in the hospital when I had her at the same time.
Wait a minute. Hospital, like,
when I had Bailey. See you? Yeah.
Oh.
When I gave birth to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet Allison is dying right now. She has no... Our friend Alice, my best friend for 10 years now, she just had a baby. Congratulations.
Yay!
Little boy. And she has no tolerance for pain, and she had a C-section. I feel sorry for her husband, because he's hearing it tonight. David!
Give me a second cheeseburger.
The devil is coming out in her.
Well, our show's running a little long. We only want to do 30 minutes, so...
Yeah. It was really boring. Sorry.
Yeah, this was boring. We gotta
record over it. Like
it wasn't too bad. It's informative. Yeah, it was so the next time you're on, we
can be really fun.
We're gonna try to get Michelle on. We need to actually get recorders at work. Like eating lunch.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Mm-hmm. We'd look like dorks though.
Like hey.
Hey girl. These meatballs are excellent. We're talking about it. We'd have to have code words for everything.
Right. Sorry I wasn't more cheery and telling.
As fun as you were last time.
Yeah, I was more fun, but we kind of miss, like, the extra break into our laughing and ask us questions. Make it funny.
Yeah. Like we need a third person.
Yeah. We need some.
Maybe next time we can call Mike, because Mike loves you.
Yeah.
He thinks you're like the
Then he'll ask me questions that I can answer.
I know. What you can do, everyone, call into our hotline, 206-984-FOWL. Call into the hotline and just ask maybe Samantha for some advice. Mm-hmm. And we'll call it Samantha's Advice Corner.
Heck yeah. That's the
point. So that would be cool.
That would be cool.
And then we'll have it recorded and then we'll play it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and end the show. I want to remind everyone to go to the website at foulmonkeys.com and leave comments. Go to iTunes and leave a review for us. And what else? Call our hotline. Mm-hmm. Go to dig.com and dig us.
Hmm. Dig I felt, but I don't know this information
dig our
yet.
Buds.
And you tig old bitties.
Samantha's got some tiggle bitties.
Mm-hmm. We'll post
I should
some
put
pictures.
That picture up of remember I took when we first met.
Oh, but like, my hair was completely different. I was I had like, really long damn. Body. Right.
It's crazy.
I like squeezed them together. Oh. Everything.
It was hot.
Yeah.
So
we can take some new ones too. So there.
Yeah. Update. Next week we'll take some new
How
ones.
About the one that where my boob actually came out in the picture?
Right.
And I didn't even know.
Right. I was like, that's a little brown right there.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's not a piece of bologna.
It's better than tomato, I'm sure.
Shut up. We need to post that picture too sometime.
Yeah, we'll do like a little scrapbook for them to see all of our.
We should totally drink and then start do a podcast.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Saturday.
Yes.
No, we can't.
We can't. No, it has Saturday to be on a weeknight, though.
Why?
No, we can do it during the day on Saturday.
We're total alcoholics.
I'll be like, woohoo! I'm ready to
go. It's 10 o'clock!
I'm ready. Just pass out. My boyfriend will be like, Samantha, what's wrong with you?
Okay, so we're going to end the show. Tell everybody bye, Samantha.
Bye. Love you guys.
Oh, so call her. She wants people.
Yes.
Back on.
I'm going to, please. I really love being on the show with Ricky. He's my very best friend, and we have such a good time together, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on a lot more, so hopefully you guys like me and ask me questions, anything in the world. I mean, you can ask me the silliest thing, or you can ask me the most important thing, or something you really need advice on, or something you just think might be funny. Doesn't matter.
Like, how do I get rid of my herpes?
Exactly. I'll tell you. You can't.
Go to the doctor.
You cannot get rid of herpes because they don't go away.
That's why you just call them the happies.
Right. So, what you need to do is be expecting an honest answer, because that's what you're going to get.
Right.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good night.